Today looks like you got in some good work. Haven't seen the Oklahoma drill in a while out here.
Well, I thought that it was an okay first practice. I think the energy was there. The effort was there. But I think when we watch the tape, we're going to see, like most first practices, that our pad level was way too high. But that's something that we can correct easily. But the effort was outstanding, and the energy was very good. But some of the technical things we've got to make sure that we get corrected on tape.
You had a couple of fights. What do you try to convey to the guys when you know, that happens and kind of expect on the first day with pads?
That you're wasting a lot of energy when you're fighting, but expected, and you know, guys are competing. They're fighting for jobs, but that's not the way to fight for a job. The way to fight for a job is to do it between the whistles. And I anticipate, as I said early on last April, that it will be a little bit different all through the off season, and I don't anticipate it changing. I think that there's going to be some guys competing every single time they come out on the field, because there's lots of roster spots. Nobody's guaranteed anything.
Speaking of different, tackling to the ground instead of the thud hits, is it a change, is it?
Yes. We had we had a couple of scripted snaps where we got to play the game of football, where we took somebody to the ground. I think it's important that we limit that, but I think it's important that that we work on it as well, where the first time that we're not tackling for some of these guys is in the first preseason game.
Is that a new edict for the whole toughness mantra that we're taking?
Guys, you know, everybody wants to talk about toughness. If you play in the National Football League, you are a tough person. It's about being resilient. It's about being strong. It's about being physical. Everybody that plays in the NFL is tough. And I can't tell you that I've ever been around a football player that plays in the National Football League that's not tough to throw his body around and to put his body through what he puts. But in terms of being physical, we got to be a more physical football team. And that's been what we've been talking about since the very beginning of this offseason and the end of last offseason, is being a more physical football team. And you just don't turn it on when you go out on the field and play a game. You got to work on it on the practice field, and we're going to make sure that everybody understands what we're trying to get done.
But was it one side of the ball that was more impressive today?
It was equal opportunity mistakes in terms of the mistakes that were made out there. The offense was too high at times. The defense was too high. There were some bang-bang plays on defense in the passing game. That they made some plays and the offense made some catches. And that's what happens when you work against each other and guys are competing.
Last one. Back on how Shimbo was looking inside.
Prince Shimbo has done some really nice things all through this offseason. I think he's done some good things in the training camp thus far. Today's the first time in pads. Like a lot of the guys, and I keep saying it, my observation from the sideline was our pad level was way too high. The effort was there. We're going to get that corrected, and I think we'll see better practice tomorrow and a better practice the following day. But the effort was outstanding.